This is St. Louis Public Radio. The stage is not necessarily the most comfortable place for every longtime member of the local service workers union, but Bread and Roses Missouri recruits working people to create performances about the things that are important to them. The 5th annual Workers' Opera will make its debut Sunday at Missouri History Museum. It's a collection of short performances that address some of the issues on the minds of workers today. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin visited them in rehearsal and has this report.
On a Sunday afternoon at the headquarters of the Service Employees International Union in Clifton Heights, a group of folks are rehearsing a performance they call the Workers' Opera. Now, they're using the word opera pretty loosely here. It's a compilation of vignettes, songs, and dramatic sketches about moments in labor history and, well, whatever else the participants wanted to talk about.
You'll hear people talking about city life, personal life, healthcare problems. I'm talking about the Black experience and cultural appropriation.
That's Larry Shelton. He's a musician and a teaching artist with the Yayo Arts Collective and has a day job at a Dairy Queen. He joins several castmates in an original song called St. Louis Blues, for which they each wrote a verse.
So it goes, they hate us because they ain't us, angry because they can't change us. They don't want us, they just want our culture, they imitate us.
Shelton had some prior experience performing before Bread and Roses. Shannon Duffy did not. He's the local business representative for the United Media Guild, and he's been a union activist for 30 years. Joining the cast was a big leap for him.
It was really outside my comfort zone.
How'd you work through it?
A lot of white knuckling.
White knuckles and all, Duffy stuck with it, and this will be his fourth workers' opera. He says it's worth it.
In my union, we talk all the time to our members, and unions think, oh, well, you know, we're spreading the message. But what they're doing is they're like preaching to the choir.
By taking the pro-union message to the stage, Duffy wants to reach some new ears.
That exposes the message of social and economic justice to an entirely different kind of audience, and that's exciting.
Give us red wine, give us roses.
Bread and Roses artistic director Catherine Bentley says there are plenty of ways to be an activist, from protests to petitions. But there's a special power, she says, in the arts.
Art moves people in ways that lectures and PowerPoint can't. All of a sudden, you are having to go beyond the intellect and you're tapping into what's happening in your heart. And in some way, there's a connection that happens because you see a character that's like, oh, wow, I've said those things, or I've thought those things.
Bentley recruited her cast largely through word of mouth. She convinced people she met through various social justice campaigns to take their activism to the stage. In rehearsal, she encourages the newer actors in the group to keep going, even if they forget a line.
Right. So look, y'all, let's get in the habit of this, because you all are getting so good now. When it's okay, people forget lines. We're human. We're not robots. But once you know it, you're clear about your through line, right? I mean, you're clear about your intention. Make the frustration of, darn it, I forgot my line, be part of giving that to him. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Can see, we have to constantly go over the lines until we get it right.
That's Georgia Brown Moore. She's been a union member for about 20 years, and these days works at the cafeteria at Roosevelt High School in St. Louis.
But it's a nice experience because we speak on a lot of issues that's going on around the world today and in our community. We try to get a point across to people that don't know what's really going on.
Together with my brothers and sisters of Bread and Roses, my weapon is my voice. My voice is my weapon.
Other sketches include one about Medicaid expansion. Another urges working people to participate in the upcoming national census. Now that's some pretty nuts and bolts material, but it shows that in the right hands, the stuff of everyday life can take on operatic importance. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.